God, this is the Breakfast Club. Let me put in my Diddy Beat headphones and
all right.
Brush off my Sean John jeans, yeah?
Now, yesterday during Donkey of the Day, you put Bad Boy record label.
Yes.
Puffy.
Yes.
Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sean John.
Yes.
He was the Donkey of the Day.
Yes.
And you said the reason why was because
I wasn't feeling Last Train to Paris album.
Right? And you slandered Diddy.
Uh-huh.
Slandered Dirty Money.
Yes.
And one time before in your life, you slandered Cassie.
Yes.
Diddy refused to come up here and talk to you.
Yes. And me and Diddy had a phone conversation about that yesterday. First of all, Diddy is an OG. He's been making music for a long time, so he understands that people will have good and bad opinions of his music. Mm-hmm. He didn't agree with mine, of course.
Right.
Of course not.
But he understood and respected that I have an opinion. But deeper than that, me and Diddy had a convo as men. And I was expressing my opinion of his music to him, but that wasn't his issue. His issue was I disrespected somebody that's real close to him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, his shorty. I had no idea that this person was that close to him. And as a man, he expressed to me, what if that was your woman? How would you feel if someone disrespected her?
When you interview Cassie, he's mad about that.
Just let me finish here, please.
All right, his shorty, Cassie.
And as a man, I totally understand that. So I apologized to him for that over the phone because I totally understood where he was coming from because I got a woman that's close to me on that level, so I would feel the same way. I'm a respectful person, contrary to popular belief. So I apologize to Diddy for disrespecting his lady. As far as that last training...
What did you say about Cassie?
Do we have to get into that? Can I finish?
It was when he interviewed Cassie a while ago and he said...
Can I finish talking here?
He said some things about her music and then about her sleeping her way or whatever. Something like that.
That was foul. That was nice.
That is disrespectful.
Not the music part. Because that's my opinion, but sleeping her way to the top was it's a tad bit disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But, as far as the Last Train to Paris album... we agree to disagree on that, but I don't want to sway anybody's opinion of that album. My opinion is my opinion, but don't let my opinion be your opinion.
They actually gave it good reviews in a lot of places.
A lot of great reviews.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Check it out for yourself and come to your own conclusion. So I salute Mr. Combs. The fact that Diddy even reached out to me, I appreciate it because he didn't have to do that. He's Diddy, the mogul, multimillionaire, lifestyle ambassador, hip-hop icon, and I'm just... Young Charlotte, the radio jock, trying to make my mark. But for him to reach out and for us to have that convo and for him to give me some jewels about the game while we was on the phone.
I threw up in my mouth.
I respect that. I respect that. And I've said from the beginning, I respect Diddy. And anything rooted in respect can grow.
That's how I feel.
This is just so different from yesterday.
Wasn't it?
I just have to say.
Listen, anything rooted in respect can grow when two men have a phone conversation and a person tells you why they have an issue with you and y'all are able to talk about that.
You went in so bad, though. Why didn't you talk to him before you went in like that on the radio?
Because I don't know him. But you know what? We got mutual peoples, like my man Sean Prez, and that was actually... part of the whole scenario yesterday.
The bridge between y'all.
Exactly. You could have reached out to me before you did that. You know?
All right, Charlamagne.
We had this.
So you're on board now, the Last Train to Paris.
No, I am not.
I heard he called already and is waiting on the line.
Yeah, he's waiting on the line. He heard the show yesterday and heard what Charlamagne said and heard what Charlamagne said today. So.
What up? What's good?
What's going on? Last Train to Paris in stores right now.
Mr. Combs, what's happening, my brother?
What up, baby? How you doing, Charlamagne?
Everything's good, man.
Yeah. I want to, just tell everybody thank you, especially for the support of the album. And also, Charlamagne, music is beautiful to the point where everybody can have an opinion, but your ass is getting on that train.
I'm with you, Diddy, man. I say we run the train on Charlamagne.
Your ass is getting on that train. Now, I do want to say this, though. Me and Charlamagne, we had a man-to-man conversation. It was a straight man-to-man talk. And we all out here in this world of entertainment of trying to keep it interesting and kind of keep it spicy. And, I think me being an OG in the game, that's my younger brother. We had a conversation on some realness, on there's certain things that you can always say and you're entitled to say because you got the mic and you got the freedom of choice. And, hopefully sometimes now that you're in a power position, because I want to congratulate you on your show, the morning show.
Thank you.
That sounds great. And I know, Angela and I know Envy in a great way. Charlamagne, I didn't really know Charlamagne, but after speaking to the brother, he out here doing this thing. And I just wish everybody the best of luck. My whole thing is I just want everybody not to do to do things that aren't going to, like, hurt people to the core. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bumps and bruises is allowed. The scrapes and all that thing. But, you know, and let's get at the guys more than we get at the women. And me and him talked about it. And he said, hey, I hear you, but I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to hit the women up. I'm going to hit the guy. You can't tell me what to do. And I said, you know something? I respect that, my brother. On our end, hopefully you know where I'm coming from. And, you know, we was able to move on as men, and that's what it's about. Nobody made us get on the phone or nothing like that. We had mutual friends, and you know, and the bottom line is his ass is getting on that train.
Hey, and it's a fence. He did say he did like a couple of songs on the album.
Yeah, so. I did. I mean,
No, the crazy thing is when I was talking to him yesterday, he was trying to say, yeah, whatever. I said, Solomon, don't tell me you don't be in the club, and oh, good morning, come on, you don't be dancing your ass off. He said, I ain't
All right, Diddy, thanks for your call, man.
Hey, nothing but respect for you, Mr. Combs.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, man. Yo, I love y'all. Thanks for supporting the album. Y'all broke my album up yesterday. Can I get a little extra love on the ones and twos today? Can we get it back in order? Can we get a love fest going on?
We won't turn the music off today.
Wait,
Diddy,
but I got to ask you one question, man. So why didn't you come up here?
I'm gonna tell you why I didn't come up, because I didn't know Charlamagne, and it's like Angela, I've done a lot of growing up, and I didn't want to put myself in that position, especially because I knew you two guys, and it's just like I knew this was a positive thing, so I just was like, until we had a conversation, it was just best. It definitely wasn't handled the right way by me by canceling at the last minute, but because I kept my feelings private about it, and I never tried to do nothing to hurt. You know, Charlamagne, like you know, back in the days, I definitely would have tried to got somebody up out of the city.
You know? Yeah. I'd have caught us a rock bottle to the head.
Absolutely.
But you know, I was just trying to grow, and I was like, you know, God told me, you know, I don't go in certain clubs I used to go into. I don't mess with certain women I would mess with, used to mess with, and I don't put myself in certain positions. But you don't know how bad I wanted to get up to that show. It sounds like y'all having a good time, and I will be up there.
All right.
I promise y'all I will be up there, and we'll have a good old time. And y'all ain't got to go easy on me, neither.
No problem, man.
Baby. Y'all can talk all crazy to me, and we still going to be friends afterwards.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for shutting Charlamagne down, man. Thank you.
I
didn't really shut him down, you know what I'm saying?
You kind of did.
Shut him down. It was a mutual... You know, it was just a mutual conversation, and that to me, that's dope, man. To me, that's dope when we could talk things out, man. That's a beautiful thing.
No doubt.
Thanks for calling again.
We appreciate you, my brother.
Last Train to Paris in stores right now.
That's right.
Get on that train.
Man, you know, today was Trash and Last Train to Paris Day. Now, even though Envy still played the joints, I love you, boy. Today we have to have a little love fest. Let's try to get Charlamagne on the train.
All right, Puff. All right, y'all.